Given the number of different plans that are being offered in these exchanges, I mean, in a way, could this help accelerate the drive towards more of an ACO style of care that may be more attractive because you have much more integration among the different parts within a healthcare plan?
Oh, I think without a doubt that if you just look at trends and don't even break it down into specifics, that where we are likely headed is towards a more integrated ACO type system. And it's gonna take, certain parts of the country are more set up to be able to do this faster and better than other parts of the country. But the only way, not to be overly dramatic, but the only way to really improve or save the system is the trend towards population health of really working together to make patients healthier and to communicate better, to not have the same conversation six times, to make sure that we're documenting things in the right place so that key information is easily found in the electronic medical record, to have more standardization, and higher quality end of life care, because we know that, depending on which research study you look at, upwards of 30 to 50% of all Medicare spending is spent in the last 6 to 12 months of life. And we know a lot of that spending not only doesn't lead to better outcomes, but in many situations actually leads to worse outcomes, and patients don't understand that they have, they have options, towards the end of life. And so, without a doubt, the trend in the healthcare system is towards more integration, towards more, bundled payments, outcome-based payments, rather than obviously fee for service. And then, you could talk about this for hours and hours, but then you break it down to, how is the ACA going to affect individual parts of the healthcare system? And, if you're a hospitalist who works, in an integrated system, or you work in an area that has, kind of one main insurer or payer, with the ACA, so now insurers, can enroll more patients, but they can't control costs with, lifetime caps or pre-existing conditions. So, that's more pressure across the system, but including hospitalists, that we really need to get rid of waste. So you can't control costs with pre-existing conditions and caps, and obviously, you can make a strong argument that this is the right thing to do, but we have to relook at our system and say, now how are we going to pay for this? The strong moral and ethical argument that everybody deserves at least basic health care. So that money is not going to magically appear to pay for that. So we're all responsible for looking at what we do and where is the waste in the system to help improve, the care for the most at-risk patients.